It's time for the IMA doctors to take house calls. Call now, 237-5948 or 800-880-5346, where you get answers to any healthcare question. This is the all-new House Calls segment with the physicians from IMA Healthcare.
IMA Healthcare is located at 1707 Gold Drive in the Goldmark Office Park, just east of Doolittle's. We'll tell you more about this whole person preventive and specialized medical care. But first, let's welcome Dr. Steve Clemenson back to the KFGO studios. Dr. Clemenson, good morning.
Thank you, Sandy. Glad to be here.
It's great to see you. We are thrilled to dedicate this hour to house calls. And Dr. Clemenson is an IMA physician specializing in internal medicine and non-invasive cardiology. And our phone numbers are 237-5948 or 800-880-5346. And Dr. Clemenson is taking your calls right now.
Any health-related question you may have, call in for some advice. Dr. Clemenson, tell us a bit about IMA Healthcare. What's different about your clinic, for instance?
Yes, well, IMA is a smaller group, and I like to think of it sort of the Goldilocks size. You could have really big clinics where you have to walk a mile to get your lab drawn and another mile to get your x-rays. And we're a little smaller, but we're not too small. You know, we're not just one doctor. We're a group of six physicians and three mid-levels. And we have everything on one level. We have personal service. It's fun. I've been part of big systems, and they're nice in some ways, but they become very impersonal and where you become a number. And we don't think that way or act that way at IMA, and I like that much better. The other thing that's sort of unique about us is no one else in internal medicine in Fargo-Moorhead follows their own inpatients when they're in the hospital. And we go to both major hospitals in Fargo-Moorhead and see our patients when you're in. And when you're scared and in the hospital and seeing a bunch of new specialists that you don't know, seeing a familiar face that knows you long term is really very important. And we work hard to do that, but I think that's very, very important and isn't done by most other places.
We have a caller standing by, so we'll get back to IMA Healthcare in just a moment. We'll talk about referral and if you accept all types of insurance and the on-site lab I know that you have at IMA Healthcare. That's coming up in a minute.
We have two callers who have the same subject. We'll see if one will take care of it. Lorraine, go ahead. You're on KFGO. Thank you for calling the IMA Doctor Show.
Yes, I have a question on shingles. I didn't have the shot, but I got shingles. And can you get it again after having it once? And would the shot help now in the future to make it less painful?
Okay, that's a great question. When you get shingles, you really remember it because it hurts.
Yes.
Because the shingles is the return of the chicken pox you had when you were a kid, but it is an infection right in the nerve. And it can be intensely painful and burning, and you get a rash. And if you come in within 3 days of the onset, we can treat it with antiviral medications, but sometimes it hurts for a long time. And yes, we can give you the shingles shot. We usually wait 6 to 12 months after you have the shingles because shingles can come back. That virus is still hiding in there and comes out when your immunity is down. So the shingles shot is recommended for everybody starting at age 50. Some insurances don't pay for it till it's 55. But shingles shot is a good idea, and you know, you could probably say to tell people that it's probably worth getting that shot because shingles is no fun.
Thank you, Lorraine. Is it let's go to Sue. She also has a question. Does that help you, Sue?
Nope.
You have another question.
Yep. I was wondering, if you have genital herpes, can you get a shingles vaccine?
That is a different strain of infection, so it doesn't necessarily prevent that. So for genital herpes, when it's recurrent, we use the antiviral medications in a more chronic basis. So,
but my question is, can you get a shingles shot?
Oh, yes. Yes, you can get a shingles shot. That is not a problem. It has not been proven to reduce the infection, the recurrence rate of other infections from viruses.
Thank you, Sue. One other follow up on the shingles vaccine. Is it at least as effective as the flu shot?
Yeah, it's about 70% effective in terms of preventing it. And if you do get it, it's much less severe and less likely to cause the chronic pain syndrome called post-herpetic neuralgia, which is nerve pain after the scarring that happens on the nerves when they're infected with shingles.
There is no waiting at 237-5948 or 800-880-5346. I want to get to flu shots in just a moment, too. We have a lot to get to, Dr. Clemenson. I hope we can get it all done in an hour. But we do have an email from Mary Ann. She says, I would like to know why some people with gout have to take allopurinol every day and some just with a flare-up.
Well, actually, if you start allopurinol when you have a flare of gout, it can make it worse. So what we do for a flare of gout is give you colchicine. So allopurinol is a medication that helps get uric acid out of your body. And that takes time, and it's usually a chronic medication. The lower your uric acid level, the less likely you are to have a flare of gout. So gout is crystals that form in the joint, and when it gets inflamed, it can be very painful and very swollen. And you don't want to have gout very often. So taking allopurinol is usually a good idea. There are a few people that get allergic, and there's another more expensive medication that's not generic called Euloric that we could use in people that are allergic to allopurinol. But most people with gout should take a preventative long-term medication.
We have a couple of more questions. Have you ever treated someone who had shingles and gout at the same time?
Boy.
Okay.
I don't think that would be miserable. You'd be hurting a lot of places, but I have not seen that lately.
Okay. Jeff, you're on KFGO with the IMA Doctor Show.
Just a couple of questions. I guess my mother-in-law has bursitis in her hip, and she just has terrible pain and can't seem to get rid of it. And they gave her a cortisone shot, which didn't help. And I'm just wondering if there's anything else out there.
Well, the bursitis, which is a fluid-filled pad over the hip, is a fairly common thing, and it can be quite uncomfortable, especially when you lie on it. The usual thing is to try the steroid injection. Now, that is very important that you get exactly in it. We have to push all over in your hip and make it hurt to find exactly where it is. So if one injection doesn't help, it's probably worth trying a second one. If it keeps being a problem, then it's probably time to see an orthopedic surgeon, and sometimes they even have to take out the bursa. But most of the time, the injections and then non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, like ibuprofen, will help for it too. The other thing you can try, cold and hot packs on the hip, sometimes helps.
You know, I have it in my left hip, and it's starting in my right hip now, and you know, exercising actually really helps it. It's amazing how much exercise can help. Well, let's take a look at the stock market. We also have Shauna Olson with commodities in just a moment. And we'll get back to the IMA Doctor Show, House Calls Day on KFGO.
It's 24 minutes after 11 o'clock. We are the Jack and Sandy Show, and we have once a month the IMA doctors in. And today it's Dr. Steve Clemenson, an IMA physician specializing in internal medicine and non-invasive cardiology. It is House Calls Day today, and we have one person in the waiting room, and we have some. You can email us at kfgo.studio@kfgo.com, and you can text us at 35270. But let's go right back to the phone here on the IMA Doctor Show. Steve, thank you for holding on. You have Dr. Clemenson with you. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm calling on behalf of my wife. She's 73, and she's experiencing severe numbness and tingling in her legs. And she's had a MRI lumbar and an EMG. And the neurologist said there's nothing to worry about, but this is continuing on. Any thoughts or suggestions?
Okay, so it sounds the numbness and tingling in the legs is called neuropathy, where there's a problem with the nerves. And so it sounds like the MRI was to check for nerves being pinched, and that sounds like it was okay, and the EMG sounds like that was okay. Is she a diabetic?
No.
No. There's a very common thing called idiopathic neuropathy, which means the idiot doctors aren't sure why, but it happens. We have medications that we use for it. So the neurologist, I'd assume, would have talked to you about gabapentin and some of the other medications that we use for neuropathy to reduce the symptoms. It's a fairly common thing, and it's frustrating because it is a chronic thing, and you know there are certain things we have to rule out, B12 deficiency and trauma to the nerves and some drugs and those type of things. But there are medications, gabapentin being the most common generic one, Lyrica being another one that's brand name, so it's more expensive. So those would be options for her.
Do you take referrals at IMA Healthcare, Dr. Clemenson?
Absolutely. So we do. Internal medicine is diagnostics, figuring out what's going on and what's, you know, why things are going on. And we deal with adults. We don't do children. But we each have our own specialty areas. So let me just go through that a little bit so you know which one to ask for.
Why don't we do that when we come back from our news break?
Sounds good.
We'll do that. Dr. Steve Clemenson is in our studios. He is an IMA physician specializing in internal medicine and non-invasive cardiology. The IMA Doctor Show continues, and it's dedicated to your questions on KFGO. Look forward to this every month. Dr. Steve Clemenson, IMA physician specializing in internal medicine and non-invasive cardiology. We've dedicated the entire hour to your calls. IMA Healthcare is in the Goldmark Office Park just east of Doolittle's. They're at imahealthcare.com and their phone number is 701-280-2033.
Let's try these. We received an email and a text. The email: this person's had elbow pain off and on for 8 months and tried PT and had a cortisone injection that helped until I had a reaction to Cipro. After that, the pain returned. How can I find out if it's tennis elbow or a pinched or trapped nerve causing the pain? What do I do now?
Oh, that sounds like this is a tougher one where you've tried the things for tennis elbow, the physical therapy and the injection, and it still hurts. And the next things to consider is nerve entrapment, where the nerve is getting pushed in the elbow, and that would be doing an electromyogram where they put in little needles and check the nerve conduction through the elbow. And then there's also things with the elbow joint if you've had injury or trauma in the past. So EMGs, and then perhaps seeing a neurologist if it keeps being a problem, or an orthopedic surgeon. Those are the next things down the line, because they've already tried the simple things for tennis elbow. Now, the fact that it got worse with Cipro is sort of interesting, because some people can get tendonitis, where the muscles attached to the bone, the tendon, can get inflamed from certain antibiotics as an allergy reaction. So that could be from the antibiotic, and then you'd have to say you're allergic to Cipro in the future. But that would be the tendon inflamed, and the steroid injection usually helps for that, so you might want to try it one more time if it's not settling down, but you should avoid Cipro in the future.
Thanks for that email. And we were texted at 35270. Ask the IMA doctor, what are symptoms for a heart attack in a woman?
Heart attack in women is always harder. Men tend to get the typical substernal crushing chest pain and sweatiness and shortness of breath, and everybody recognizes that. Women seem to be wired somewhat differently in terms of when their heart isn't getting enough blood flow, and sometimes they just feel short of breath or a little sweaty or not too much pain. It really is more subtle in women, and we have to have a higher index of suspicion. So if you have diabetes, high blood pressure, and all the women in your family have heart attacks in their 50s, you have to really watch out for, maybe you can't exercise quite as hard, you get short of breath sooner than you should. And we have to do imaging stress tests to bring that out. So women, chest pain is not as typical as men. And that's part of why women don't do as well when we first diagnose heart disease, because their symptoms are more subtle.
It isn't one sort of a stiffness in your neck. Isn't that one I know I've heard?
Neck pain and jaw pain is one. And usually it comes on with exertion and gets better with rest. But it may not be the big substernal chest pain that we talk about. Sometimes just arm pain. Had one lady, it was just elbow pain. But it would come on when she walked too fast.
Interesting. Let's find out a little bit more about IMA Healthcare, which I think is really important. And we left off with primary care physicians. And are you all primary care physicians at IMA?
Yeah, all of our physicians do primary care internal medicine. So we are the main doctors for adults. And we use our specialists, but we're the sort of contact point and can take care of things. We need our specialists when we're having troubles and something isn't getting better, like really bad migraines. But once you're on stable therapy, we can take care of things. When we see you, we do each have subspecialty areas of interest. So I did an extra year of training in cardiology and echocardiography. So I take care of a lot of people with coronary disease, chest pain, shortness of breath, transient ischemic attack, stroke, and heart rhythm problems like palpitations where your heart goes fast. So that's my area of expertise. Dr. Lilienthal is a resident expert in osteoporosis and bone density loss that increases the risk of fractures. Dr. Yohi is our guy that does joint problems and does Synvisc injections for arthritis of the knees. Dr. Hella is our resident expert in weight loss and bariatrics. Susan Hansen is our physician assistant, and she's our specialist in diabetes, and she does the insulin pumps and diabetes education. Dasha Ingberg was a respiratory therapist and does our asthma and lung disease education and adjustments and lung function testing. And then we also have a new member of our team, Pam Holtz, who's a nurse practitioner, and she specializes in pain medicine and chronic pain. So we each have our areas that are sort of our specialty, but we all do primary care, and we all take care of the whole person, not just that one part of you.
And you know what everybody's doing with that one patient, which I think is so attractive to IMA Healthcare. What about insurance, Dr. Clemenson? Do you take all kinds?
We take basically all the insurances and are in network for just about everything. We're in the Heartland Network. We also do the Sanford Network and the Ascension Network. So we are pretty much almost all the insurances.
And a couple of other questions while we wait for your calls and your emails. It is House Calls Day with Dr. Clemenson, taking your calls, answering any health-related questions you may have. And can someone come to you for a second opinion, for example?
Absolutely. That one of the things about medicine is that it's hard when if you're not getting the answers that you need or you're not coming up with a solution, sometimes another set of eyes and another brain looking at it is very helpful. And we do that between us. And we send a specialist, but we do second opinions. We can take a look at things and look at it with a different set of eyes. And frequently we can find something different to do that can help.
The IMA Doctor Show is on KFGO. Dr. Steve Clemenson taking your house calls today, answering any health-related questions you may have. Our phone numbers again are 237-5948, 800-880-5346. We'll be back with your calls, your emails to KFGO in just a moment. It's House Calls Day on KFGO. It's the IMA Healthcare Show. IMA Healthcare is easy to find at Gold Drive in the Goldmark Office Park just east of Doolittle's. And you'll find them at imahealthcare.com. And you'll also can call them at 701-280-2033. I'm thrilled because I went through the diet plan over with Dr. Hella, Medifast, and my numbers have come down. My medications are already starting to change, Dr. Clemenson. So I am truly a success story. Let's get back to the phones.
As a matter of fact, we have Leanne with a question for Dr. Clemenson. Go ahead, Leanne. You're on the IMA Doctor Show on KFGO.
Well, hello. I have osteoarthritis. I've had it for like 2 years. And I take Celebrex 100 milligram capsules twice a day. And back in May, I had surgery on one of my thumbs because that's where the arthritis is in my hand. And I'm wondering if there's anything new out there for osteoarthritis patients, especially in the hands.
Well, we haven't had any huge new medications for osteoarthritis. Now, osteoarthritis is the regular wear and tear arthritis. So unfortunately, the more you do, the more it gets worn out, and wear and tear is universal. That Celebrex is a pretty good medication for that, and you're on the lower dose, so you know they can go up on that sometimes. But there aren't any real groundbreaking new medications. It's non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications like Celebrex. Steroid injections into the joints can help sometimes, although that's tougher in the thumb and in the finger joints because they're so small. And then you had the surgery for it, and then therapies. So there are not any new groundbreaking things, but it's a really common problem, and it's wear and tear.
Let's get caught up on some emails, doctor. Approximately 18 months ago, I spent time in the hospital with a combination of sepsis, MRSA, and double pneumonia. Considering all I had going on, I'm happy to be sending this. I have numbness in my fingers and have had it since I was in the hospital. I figure it was due to the poisoning and the meds used to combat it. Can I figure on dealing with this for the rest of my life? As I said, glad to be here, but curious what's ahead.
Well, glad that you survived all that. That those are very serious things and bad infections, and they are tough on you. And when your strength comes back, that's a great thing, but it sometimes can cause a toxic metabolic neuropathy, which means you were so sick and your body was making so many of these bad things, and then sometimes the high doses of medications required was injurious to your nerves. It is not usually dangerous. It sounds like it's stable, which is good. And we have medications that can treat it symptomatically to reduce the numbness and the tingling. But it does happen sometimes with severe critical illness.
All right, boy.
Let me bring up something that's in the news, Dr. Clements. And Jerry Kill, the head football coach for the University of Minnesota Gophers, suffers epileptic seizures. He had another one with the Western Illinois game. I think it was in the locker room at halftime. He was taken to the hospital. The athletic director took Jerry Kill's wife, and they didn't answer any questions about it. And there are people, including columnists and, according to this columnist, Jim Suhan, others close to him who think he just shouldn't be coaching. Is it a chicken or an egg thing? Should he be coaching? Does the nature of that sport exacerbate the problem he already has? Or,
well, seizures are a serious illness, and obviously they're rather exciting for people to look at when they happen, and I hope they didn't broadcast it live. But seizures are also a treatable thing, and there's numerous medications that we use for seizures, and it takes quite a while to find the right combination to prevent them. Now, when a person has a seizure and passes out, we say they can't drive for 6 months. So if you're an airline pilot or a bus driver, that's a problem, obviously. When you're a coach and you got good assistant coaches that can take over for you, they can do things. And I would say that to say that everyone who has seizures can't work is wrong. And that, you know, you don't want the people changing light bulbs on the top of the radio towers to have seizures up there because they will fall. But other than that, if you've got something that's, you know, it is a treatable disease, it usually can be controlled with medications, but it takes time to find the right combination. And I think most people with seizures can continue working and doing what they do.
Does stress bring them on, or what brings them on, doctor?
That's always a hard question, because if they have an infection, if they have a fall, if they have an injury, but a seizure is sort of an electrical storm of the brain. And why it happens, there's a threshold of where it goes beyond it, and then they have this lightning storm that's a seizure, and we're never sure exactly what brings it on. Sleep deprivation sometimes brings it on. Kids studying for finals in colleges is a common time where they can have seizures, and the medications lower or change the seizure threshold, so it's much less often to have it. So treatable disease, most people can continue to work. But it is a chronic thing that requires medication.
If you have a health-related call, we'll enter into our final segment on the IMA Doctor Show, coming up next on KFGO. Dr. Steve Clementson is an IMA physician specializing in internal medicine and non-invasive cardiology. And if you like what you hear, you can call IMA Healthcare at 280-2033 or go online to imahealthcare.com.
Dr. Clementson only has a couple of moments to take your calls. We do have emails, though, coming in. Linda, thank you for calling. You're on the IMA Doctor Show.
Thank you. I recently had one of those four-part vascular screenings, and I was prompted to do this because of something I felt was going on behind my right knee. I have a tendency to sleep on my left side, and I bring my right knee up close to my body, and sometimes it felt like that there was some blockage or something going on there. The screening that I had, nothing showed in my circulation in my legs and my arms. And then they did a screening for the stiffening of the arteries, and that was very slightly above normal. I did have a follow-up ultrasound behind my knee looking for tumors, and nothing showed up. And I'm just wondering if you would have any suggestions for any follow-up.
Okay, so it sounds like, you know, you're having right knee problems, and it bothers you when you sleep and when you lay certain ways. How about when you walk? Does it hurt when you walk?
I feel nothing when I walk or exercise. I go to the gym. I never feel it except basically when I lay down and bend my knee and bring it up close to my body. I don't feel it a lot even sitting in a chair.
Okay. So you've had an ankle brachial index, which is where we take the blood pressure in the arm and the leg and see if there's a difference. And it was normal, so that it doesn't sound like you have severely blocked arteries. And they did an ultrasound behind your knee, and they didn't find any cysts or any growths there. It is something where, you know, it sounds like it may still be something with the knee joint itself, although it's not bothering you when you walk or exercise. Obviously, you have to see a doctor. You have to take a feel of it. And sometimes they could try a knee injection. Now, there's some tendons and muscles that attach around the knee, and also sometimes the knee joint, although usually it bothers you with walking or going up or down stairs. So you need somebody to take a feel, a doctor to take a feel of that knee, and try to see about the next things and whether an injection may help.
Good luck on that. Another quick email. We're in closing moments here. I am a Sanford employee. Does my insurance work at your clinic?
Yes, we are part of the Sanford network. We see a lot of Sanford employees, and we go to Sanford Hospital and round every day. So we see our own people when they're in the Sanford Hospital. So yes, we do take Sanford insurance and are part of that network.
And you have an on-site lab too.
Yes, and x-ray and ultrasound and cardiac services.
Dr. Steve Clemenson, thank you so much. Where did the hour go? This was fun. Thank you so much. IMA Healthcare at 280-2033. Join us for our next IMA Healthcare show. It's October 21st on the Jack and Sandy Show on 790 KFGO. Again, IMA Healthcare is located at 1707 Gold Drive in the Goldmark Office Park, just east of Doolittle's. Phone number is 701-280-2033, and you'll find them online at imahealthcare.com. IMA Healthcare, embracing the personal side of medicine.